Now, more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Who those two guys are, Jim and Randall?
I don't know.
Well, I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And we welcome you back to Lawyers Who Needs. We're going to try one more time because we're going to go into a segment where we answer questions. If you have one, now is the time. Don't hold back. 1-888-463. Go ahead, pick up the phone. 6748.
We defy you.
1-888-463-6748. Any kind of question you want. You want to talk about your car, your mother-in-law. We don't care. Okay?
All right.
There you have it. Well, now it is time to take our questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, time for those questions. James, are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
All right, here we go. First question today comes from, out there in lovely San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
Terry from San Jose writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what type of insurance do I need to protect my home and property from Mother Nature?
Mother insurance. No. What you need is a... It depends, you know. It's interesting because, obviously, usually where we live, for instance, a homeowner's policy... a comprehensive policy will generally cover everything you need. That is, fire, water damage, so forth and so on, theft, and all of that. It's a comprehensive policy. Except what may be excluded therefrom, and that's important because if you're in California, there are a lot of exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You have the mudslides, you have fires, you have,
earthquakes.
So a lot of that may require extra premiums. I think it's obtainable, but, you know.
Are these riders to the policy?
These are riders because they will exclude them from the ordinary policy. Now take, for instance, in the Gulf Zone, you can't get flood insurance there.
Right.
In fact, the government steps in and helps you so that it depends. But when you say, what do you need to protect your home and property? It's a policy that covers those perils, which could hurt your property. Fire, wind, flood,
earthquakes, tornadoes.
Well, if you're near St. Helena, you better get volcano insurance.
That's right.
So that's the kind of thing.
Okay, that's right. A good question. Terry, I hope that was helpful. And the best thing for you to do now is not to see a lawyer, but to see a good insurance guy. But make sure you have a friend with you because those guys can be tedious. There's solitary confinement. And then there's solitary confinement with an insurance salesman.
That's right.
That's the worst torture. Usually,
and then there's solitary confinement with a life insurance salesman. And that's the worst of all.
There's nothing worse.
That's like a high security prison.
That's why those people at Gitmo weren't talking.
Right.
They didn't send the life insurance guys down there. All right, Tom from Pittsburgh, PA. Dear Jim and Randall, what can happen if I refuse to answer a lawyer's questions while I'm being questioned in court? Do I have to answer every question?
The answer is that unless the question is privileged, the answer is privileged. You must answer every question unless the court rules otherwise.
Okay.
If you refuse to answer, you will be held in contempt of court. And they'll send you to the little birdcage until you answer the question. You must answer the questions that the judge directs you to answer. Now, you're going to ask, sometimes you're asked questions and your lawyer will say, I object.
That's right. I was going to say your lawyer can
step in. Or the lawyer for, you may not be the party, you might be just the witness.
Right.
And the lawyer says, I object to the question, relevant, incompetent, so forth. If the judge says sustained, you don't have to answer. If he says overruled, you must answer. So the answer generally is yes, you must.
Okay.
But there are exceptions, and there is material which is privileged and other things which you don't have to answer.
Okay? What about taking the fifth?
That's the privilege.
Oh, I see what you mean. So
I refuse
to answer this question on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Right. The privilege against self-incrimination.
Okay, so that's what you meant by privilege.
Right.
Okay,
right.
As opposed to privileged information, which may be secret or...
Well, it may be privileged too in the sense that, like, your lawyer's advice is privileged.
Right.
What a doctor tells you is privilege.
Right.
Under most circumstances, except if it's, for instance, in a personal injury case, you bring the issue.
Right.
In other words. So those are privileged communications.
And your bookie.
Some states, like
your
New York.
Tells you too.
Your bookie tells you is really confidential.
It's very confidential.
Very confidential. Listen, my bookie tells me, who cares what he tells me? It never works.
It might as well be public.
That's right.
Because it doesn't work anywhere.
I don't want to hurt anybody else.
That's right. All right.
So,
well, there you are.
The answer is that. Yeah.
Okay. I hope that was helpful
right.
to you,
Tom. There's
also
the husband-wife privilege in many states.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is good for us, thank God.
Husband-wife communication.
Oh, man.
Right. Okay.
They have a lot on us, that's
yes.
for sure.
Yes.
Okay. Ted
yes.
from New York City writes,
yes, Ted.
Dear Jim and Randall, I am in a money dispute with a friend for the amount of $1,500. Can I sue him in small claims court? Is it difficult to do, and do I need a lawyer?
I'll answer it in reverse. You do not need a lawyer if you're going into small claims court. Okay. Of course, if you needed a lawyer, I'd let him keep the $1,500 because that's chunk change compared
right.
to what the lawyer will charge you to get it.
That's why they call it small claims.
It is not. That's right.
Not big claims.
That's right. It is not difficult to do. You go in there, and usually the clerk of the court, it's the city court or if you live outside the city, it's a town court, they'll tell you what to do.
Right.
So that's my answer.
And I think the
that's
limit...
in New York. You're in the state of New York with this.
Right.
Now, other states might have different rules.
And there's limits but to how much is qualified under small
well,
claims.
That's
but
right.
I think it goes up all the
well,
time.
It's about 3,000.
Is it up to 3,000
in this
now?
State, but it could be $1.95 in
right.
Texas.
That's
I don't
right.
know.
I don't think so. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Betty from Naples, Florida.
Yes.
Okay. And there are a lot of people from Rochester and Naples, Florida.
There are.
Writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I believe my husband is cheating on me. Oh, for goodness sakes, Betty. Should I engage the services of a private investigator to verify my suspicions?
No, I think you ought to engage a lawyer, in this case, a matrimonial lawyer in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And if he thinks you should get the investigator, he will advise you. I wouldn't just go out and get an investigator. I would think that you ought to get some professional advice concerning your rights and
that's right.
remedies when you get into this situation. You say you believe your husband may be cheating. He
right.
may not be.
Right.
But
he might
he
be
is,
doing something. He might be taking a seminar.
Well, yeah. It's funny how they give it in the same hotel. and the same teacher shows up all the time.
That's dressed right. with 3-inch spike heels.
That's right.
I'm sorry, babe. We shouldn't be making fun of this whole thing,
no.
but because this is a serious subject.
It is.
And this
and,
is a very serious program.
I know. So I would go to a lawyer, and
yes.
if he thinks you should engage an investigator, he will probably...
He probably knows one.
That's right.
That's
he does.
Right. Okay.
He'll engage one
yes.
for you.
All right.
Transom Charlie.
Okay. We good. We wish you luck, Betty.
That's right.
You see, you can't ask a serious question
no.
on this show. You
no.
can't.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't do it. This poor woman is worried about this, and you know.
Yeah.
Listen, Betty, you're probably better off without him anyway,
that's
okay?
Right.
All right. Chris from Washington, D.C. writes, Dear Jim and Randall, my dog never leaves our property. Well, maybe he's a little, he's got an inferiority complex.
Right. Maybe you ought to let him go out a little. Meet
yeah,
the
let him go socialize.
You know, meet another couple of dogs.
Yeah, for God's sakes. Let him have a little discussion.
Meet a nice, you know, nice,
might,
a pretty
Cocker Spaniel.
Little female
right.
Cocker Spaniel. Or,
all right.
Or if your dog is female, meet a male.
Right. You know, just have a little fun. They're dogs, you know. They're,
well,
they're mammals.
Okay.
All right. We even have an electric fence. Oh, so you torture the dog, too, huh? Why do I need a dog license? So this is an interesting question now that we finally get to the question. Isn't this just another scheme on the part of the town to collect money?
My
yes.
answer is yes.
Yes.
It is a scheme to collect money, and you need a dog license because they say you need it.
That's right.
They tell you that's the law. Now,
unfortunately.
The reason they give you is they have to make sure the dog has had the injections against rabies and this and that.
Right.
And all of that because that's what you have to show them to get the license. But... Are you asking whether it's a revenue scheme? Yes, just like a barber's license, a revenue scheme.
Right.
This license,
pistol
that license.
Permit.
Right. In this, all of these regulatory licenses for small business, I mean, are nothing but revenue producing.
And that's, what is that? That supports and I'm looking for a word here, not sublimates, but it supplements other taxes and things for your community. I guess that's it. But some of these things are really outrageous. They get to be unbelievably...
Well, you know, what do I know about The thing is, they use this. They have to make sure dogs are healthy. They're not spreading rabies and all
right.
different other kind of things. So they have to have a license.
Now, the other reason could be that this dog is impetuous, and he loves to drive the family car.
Well, then he has to get a driver's license in addition.
He'll have to get
now, the other thing is that, of course, you know, also, I guess you don't need a license to get an identification tag on the dog. So if he does run away, somebody finds him,
right.
no way to return him.
Now you know what they're doing, because we've had this done with our new dog. They have a little chip that gets implanted under the skin, because we found a lost dog here. You bring him over to the ASPCA. In our case, it's this little place called Lollipop Farms. It's actually beautiful. And they took a scanner. They scanned the dog's back. Boop, the thing came up with his address, his phone number, everything. Yeah.
Right.
Even his war records.
That's right.
And, everything in there.
Right.
It was remarkable.
College degrees, his education
yes.
and
yes.
all.
Yes, he had a degree.
And he turned out to be a dentist. That's what I understand.
And he was tired of orthodontia, and he left. He just walked out. He couldn't take another brace.
I don't blame him. That's right. Well, they used to keep saying, brace yourself.
That's right. He didn't like that.
Brace yourself.
All right. Anyway, well, I hope you have some luck with that, Chris. We're sorry. We empathize with you.
We do, but...
But I'm afraid there's nothing you can do. So, and look where you live. Washington, D.C. I'm surprised you don't need a license to walk on the street. All right. Well, anyway, that concludes this week's questions from our loyal listeners.
Right.
And with that, we move to the final segment of the program, the most exciting and informative and innovative part of the program. It's called this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for his outrageous comments in an op-ed piece in the New York Times. In the article, Kennedy blames the Katrina hurricane disaster on the Bush administration, global warming, and other unrelated entities, essentially concluding that the storm was brought on by bad karma. And we deserved it.
Our information has it that Kennedy consulted with a team of experts to draw these unique conclusions. The team included international tarot card reader Sebastian Black, astrology expert psychic Bella, magician David Copperfield, and mentalist the amazing Kreskin. When asked how Kennedy selected the team, he indicated that they met aboard an alien spacecraft en route to the star system Metaluna.
I used to love that guy, the amazing Kreskin. You know, he was.
You know, Metaluna means half moon.
Half moon.
That's Metza.
Right.
That's Italian.
Right.
Metza.
Now, in
half.
This case, he so-so. Is not. He's kind of a. Half a lunatic.
It's a loon.
That's right.
And the word lunatic comes from him, because in the olden time, people would think when there was a moon out that the wackos would get wackier.
And they do. And we know that for a fact. Anyway, let's introduce our crack crew, because they're all cracked up.
Right.
Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, Rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
Sir Edward, good fellow.
Oh, Oxford.
Really?
Always wears the shoes.
Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss Georgia Peachbutts.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
Our director of impressionism, because we always want to make a good impression, Mademoiselle Camille Au-Contraire.
And our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatime.
And he works with a Mr. Abruzzi.
And they get us here
just in time. Well, we hope you folks have... made it through the last hour. Of course, we don't know if you have. You could be laying prostrate on the floor.
That's right.
But we hope you enjoyed the hour.
Prostrate.
What did I say?
Prostate is that little gland.
If that's on the floor, you got a problem.
That's right.
Oh, man. You need to see our doctor of urology, Dr. Stopp.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
we
hope you had a good week. We look forward to speaking with you again next week. We're back live next Monday. Don't miss it. Tell your friends and be kind to your neighbors, because remember, no matter what happens, folks, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, It's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.